Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, Lord, for all your unmerited favor, all that unconditional love. Lord, thank you that we are highly favored, all because of you, all because of your grace, all because of the blood, all because of the plan of the Father, all because the Father, hallelujah, is love. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I praise you, and we praise you, and we praise you, Lord, for all of that great love wherewith we are loved. Lord, thank you for your plan, and thank you that your plan, hallelujah, is Christ in us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. And Lord, thank you, as we've been just so encouraged that you have, you've called us and you've chosen us, Lord. And it's all in your Son, all in your precious Son. And thank you, God, that now are we the sons of God. And Lord, I know it doth not appear, Lord, right now, what we shall be. But oh, when you shall appear, oh, hallelujah, when we see you, we're going to be like you. And I thank you for that promise. I thank you for those that you've taken home. Lord, I glory, praise God, in the mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, I thank you for how rich we are in your love. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Let's go ahead and turn to Proverbs 31 tonight. And thanks be to God, we'll be right in there being encouraged in that virtuous woman that is the calling for our lives. And in verse 10 we begin to read, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She rises also while it is yet night, gives meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considers a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, delivers girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all." Praise God. Now as we begin tonight, I pray we all know this isn't just for women. But praise God, those in spirit, those that have heard the high calling of God and Christ Jesus and are receiving and walking in it to be the Lamb's wife, praise God, we know this is to us. We thank God that we know that this is the height of the work that he wants to wrought in his vessels to the praise and the glory of his grace. Amen. I thank the Lord for that. But, you know, since it's Mother's Day, maybe a bit more emphasis here tonight to my sweet sisters. But how we need virtuous women in this day. How we need virtuous moms at this time. And tonight, just for a moment, a text that will truly be continuing to be revealed, I should say, in the exceeding riches of his grace in the ages to come. Because this is what this is. This is eternal and the depths of it will never be exhausted. But tonight, just a few of her virtuous qualities to rejoice in. And the Lord here, as he always does, he always gives us love wisdom. Isn't that wonderful? Now, I'm so thankful that he's been made to us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. But to know him is to know love, and to know his love, isn't it? Amen? And I thank God that faith works by love. And I thank God that when we begin to really take this in and feast upon it, to where truly this word, because see, it's the word of his grace that changes us. It's the word of his grace that builds us up. Amen? It's the word of his grace that causes us to be to the fullness, the measure, the stature of him, that we would be that full-grown and prepared, readied wife. But I thank God that it's love wisdom. And here we have the love wisdom to have joy and harmony and blessing, praise God, in our homes. Now, I have quoted some of the scripture at times to some sisters, and I have to tell you, sometimes they don't like to hear this. The response often is, well, if my husband would do this and this, then this would be easy for me to do. You know that that's just like us, because that's just our old man. We're always looking for an excuse. And one thing the Lord has really encouraged my heart, brothers and sisters, is what an opportunity to receive from God, especially when we are suffering for his sake. But what an opportunity to receive from God when he can encourage in us a tide to be turned. Because really, if we're looking for someone else or something else to ever be the catalyst for change in our lives, in our home, it will never happen. Because God will not allow it to be that way. That change by the grace of God must come from Christ performing it in you. And I thank the Lord for that. And I believe we understand that this is our walk with him. I counsel a lot of these kids getting ready to get married, and, you know, they're just going to walk together in the Lord, and here we go. And I laugh, and I said, no, you're not. You're going to walk individually in the Lord. You're going to walk alone with him, and then as you walk alone with him, like each one of us do, praise be to God, you know what? We're in the perfect unity of the Spirit, aren't we? Because we walk with him together. And I thank God how he does this. But just, again, just a few little nuggets to be encouraged in tonight. But you look at verses 11 and 12 where it says, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Now, we know that this ministering, praise be to God, is what Christ wants for our lives, for him truly to rest in a sense in us, to rest, praise God, in that we are resting in his love. Isn't that interesting how that works? When we rest in his love and when we're confident in his love, that gives him rest. That gives him such peace because we have entered in, praise God, into that perfect rest where he wants us to fellowship with him. But tonight, in taking this a little bit into our, and spiritually into our homes, bring rest in your home by the grace of God, and especially my dear sisters, but this is obviously to all of us. Bring rest into your home. Fight to make your home and everything in it to be the greatest place of rest to your entire family. Amen. Praise God. It's wonderful to have the peace that passes all understanding just, again, reigning in our homes. God help us to not let discord in the house. That's not what our homes are for. And I'm talking about the discord of how about the love of money. You know how that can get in there. The love of things. Ladder climbing, as we call it often. How about bitterness? Even guilt can reign. We can be condescending to one another. Deceit. Anything and everything that would cause that discord, brothers and sisters, God help us to fight the good fight of faith, to not let that in. And see, we're not ignorant of the devil's devices. We've been encouraged of late that, you know, the grace of God can do anything but fail. The grace of God can cause me to rise up again, to be not only the man I could never be, the man I never knew I could be. Then he gives you that vision of the hope of the man, praise God, as Paul said, that's the man I glory to be, that man, hallelujah. But see, we need to fight the good fight of faith by the grace of God to flee the very appearance of evil in our homes. And that even goes for self-righteousness too. I mean that. See, any angle the enemy can get on us, you know that. We've all been charged up before. Well, we're going to get this out of our house, and we're going to get that out of our house, and we're going to live like this, and we're going to do that. And then it's a disaster. It was better the way it was than what you just tried to bring in there in all your dirty self-righteousness. But as the Lord chastens your heart and he convicts you, there's a difference there. There's a wooing there. And that's where the change happens. Amen? And when we get all riled up in our own strength and we're going to do, stop. Just stop, drop on your knees and start praying. Because there will be our own hand starts, you know, we're hearing a lot about the potter. I always remember when I was a kid, I told you many times, we had that wonderful art teacher. She was so patient with me. And I know that my brother Jim had the gifted hands. I do not have those. And she would try to help me with that pot, and she'd start to raise that thing up, and it was just great and beautiful. And then she'd take my hand, here, honey, you can, and that clay just go flying all off that wheel. And I could never do it, and she'd start laughing, you know, and tell me it was okay. And how God always tells us, you know, I got this, okay? Sometimes he has to say, you know, I got this one, son. It's all right. I'll take care of this. But that's kind of how it is. But see, when we fight for the good things in our house, when we fight, brothers and sisters, for rest, what a benefit and a gain to our home. What a benefit and a gain to our lives. We can start to feel sorry for ourselves very quickly. We can feel, the world comes at us that, well, you have to have your needs met. And somehow, some way, we begin to look to other things to meet our needs. That I need, you know, and it can be a lot of things. I'm not insulting anybody here. I'm right in that group because I'm in flesh. I understand that. But see, the Lord says, I meet your need. I meet every need. God help us to look to him for everything. I don't want to dwell on that too much, but it is so important that of what he wants here. See, verse 12 tells us she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. See, when we begin to really want to enter in and to fellowship in that rest with the Lord and that rest in our homes, brothers and sisters, there will be such a effectual, powerful work in our lives. Now, see, this seems so easy, doesn't it? You look at this, and, you know, brother just testified as well, too, and think of this. You know, do you want good and peace and rest in your home? We'd all say, oh, yeah, I want that. How many homes really have that? It is true, isn't it? You see how chaos can happen so quickly? And you know who the author of that chaos is and that confusion, see? And that's why we have to have the only thing that can defeat that chaos, the only thing that can defeat that devil, but the devil cannot stand against it, is the word of God. And that's how you combat it. And you don't combat with the enemy trying, again, as you heard me, to cut deals. I tell you, I always kind of joke with the Lord as he encouraged my heart. You know, well, you know, Lord, I've just been trying to do some responsible sinning in here. We're trying to sin responsibly in our house. He had to knock on my head a little bit. Hello, son. What are you talking about? But is that not who we are? Well, see, you know, just a little of this and a little of that. Well, a little leaven leavens the whole lump, doesn't it? Huh? Praise God. See, isn't that wonderful? See, all the perfect people got out of here. And so all that's remaining are these ones that just need a little assistance in life. And praise God for what we have in the Lord. But see, that's the thing. And we can be going after chaos for years in our homes, can't we? We can be just chasing things that are, and embracing things that are so harmful for us. You know, just like I said, I was down there in the mall and looking at those kids. And I mean, their love, their idol is that pot, is that marijuana. They have thrown everything away to get that. And you look at that and it's just, but again, we're fighting, brothers and sisters, for the opportunity to rule and reign, to be glorified together with Jesus. Now, some of those devices, well, by the grace of God, they're not going to get at you. But you don't need marijuana or alcohol or things of that nature necessarily to defeat you from God's best, do we? We know how subtle that the enemy can be. Now again, I'm not giving him any credit at all, because I know who has to give him allowance to begin to even tempt me, which is all he can do. You know that. The devil cannot do anything but try to lead you into temptation. One trick pony. And that's the truth. But that's all he wants to do. But then again, on the same side of that, is that's exactly what God intended him to do. Amen. So that we would have our complete need and only defense in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in the grace of God. Because if it wasn't for our Lord, we know that we would just go off that way every moment, all the time. We would give in to our fleshly desires every moment, at every time. And see, that's all that a sinner can do. A sinner cannot do anything else but be led of the flesh. A sinner cannot do anything else but to be led, again, of the prince and the power of this air. Oh, they might be the great neighbor. They might be all these different things. But you're one thing or the other. You're either for Christ or you're against him. Amen? That's it. That's it. And as a Christian, brothers and sisters, you're either building wood, hay, and stubble in your life, or you're building that gold, silver, and precious stone. See, I can't be a double-minded man in that. I can't serve God and mammon at the same time. There's only one thing that's being built. And it's either I'm building on the rock or I'm building on the sand. And God help us to truly wake up to these things. But this is our encouragement here, is that we need to, by the grace of God, yield to him. And allow so sweetly the word to reign in our homes and in our lives. And that isn't just word, in a sense, truth. That isn't just the harshness of this is the word of God. We're talking about what we have. Truth in love. Truth in love. And I know that very precious vessels over the years in the Word of God. And maybe I was kind of on the other spectrum of it, in a sense. Just to kind of, like I said, just to be open before God. I saw a lot of rigidity, I guess is the word. I saw so much of that. And that ones would take the Word of God and be so harsh with it. Be so condescending to people and condemning and judge them. Now, on the other hand, we can also be a little bit loose with it. Raise my hand. I didn't really have as much a problem as worrying about what the other guy was doing, but I sure didn't want you worrying about me. But I still don't want you worrying about me. I want you praying for me. But it's both. It's that spirit and truth. And the perfect love of God loves in truth. Do you know that? It loves in truth, and it doesn't compromise. But it loves in that stand. It has his full compassion in that stand. It has his full, wonderful, ye that are spiritual, restore such a one in that stand. It is in that stand. It is in no wise will I ever cast you out. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? See, that's That's the word of his grace that we need to have again in our homes. 13 and 14 goes on to say that she seeks wool, flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. Look at that, just willingly. She's like the merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. So much. But to nip this is that what she's laying in her nest is nothing but truth in love, what we just spoke on. Nothing but the fellowship of the gospel of Christ. Nothing but therewith to be content. And that content is godliness with contentment is great gain. See, when we have that fellowship, and thanks be to God, we have that fellowship in this meeting because of the grace of God. We fellowship in the gospel of Christ. Now, why not continue to live what we are and have the fellowship of the gospel of Christ in our homes? Now, we may have been slack on that maybe for years or maybe whatever, but there's no day like today than to begin to let the love of the truth begin to flow to reign in your home. It doesn't mean that you come in there closed door, okay, now that's where the rubber hits the road, and here we go. This is how we're going to do it now. Well, you know how popular that's going to be. And usually that's, you know, the guy that's high one day and low the next and hit and miss and all these types of things. Maybe that has been you. Maybe that has been me. But the sincerity of truth and love can change that. And it can be perceived. But it needs to be, as this sweet sister tells us, and this is the sweet sister that's his wife, his readied wife. She has the law of kindness in her lips. She's patient. She understands that food that she's feeding on, sometimes it's got to come from afar. There's a patience in that, isn't there? There's a waiting. There's all of these things that are there. And she's waiting on what God's going to do in her life and a lot of different things. We need to wait on him for the change. But by the grace of God, may we be that catalyst that he uses. As I loved about Hezekiah, he was a king that brought the water into the people. And it says about how he built the conduits. See, I want to be, by grace of God, I want to be one of those supplying conduits by the grace of God. Conduit don't do too much, though, does it? Just sits there and lets it flow through them. Amen? Praise God. Kind of like that little clay on the potter's wheel. Just kind of continues to flow through there. But see, this is where we have such great gain in our household and pleasure, is when we allow God to increase in everything. And it's amazing here, the gain that we receive when we seek his will and not our own. Amen? See, that's when the gain comes. God help us, because it doesn't matter who we are. And again, it can come at us at different ways. But there's always, if it's not of the Spirit, it's of the flesh. Period. You can be a gentle soul. Let me tell you something. That gentle soul can be as fleshly or more fleshly than the non-gentle soul. And that's the truth. See, don't let man's goodness, which is wickedness, be disguised in this thing. It's the word of his grace or it's not. But notice, it's her prayer and feasting on the word is her life. She doesn't get up at night and worry. Worry's always going to be there. If you have a house, if you have children, I will testify right now, worry is always going to be there. It's just going to be present. Fear is going to be there. Need's going to be there. A lot of different things going to be there. But see, it's prayer. It's prayer that stands in defense of it all. That's why we need to be praying always. Amen. That's why we need to be continuing in prayer. Amen. And I'll tell you what, in this day and age, you better be praying in the Holy Ghost, because you're going to run out of every word and expression and heart conveyance to God is going to fall so short of what you need to tell him. You best be praying in the Spirit. Amen. So stand in that. And then the expectation that we stand in is that God will meet all of our needs. See, and that's that rocking chair of grace. As we pray and we trust God, and in that spirit, that rocking chair of grace, his arms that are just always around us anyways, we never leave it, but they just begin to hold us and to squeeze us. And that's the expectation that, you know, he's going to do it, that he'll get it done. Not my chiming that's going to get it done. Not my maneuvering everybody in the family and manipulating them to march the way that I need them to march. But simply trusting in the word and taking it all to God in prayer. And that is when he blesses us beyond what we could ever imagine. I tell these kids that get married, if you'll trust God, you haven't even begun to imagine or comprehend what God will have for you. And it's the truth. And it is the truth. But that's in every single bit of our lives. But see, if that isn't enough, she still would not be full without grace to stretch out her hand to others. It's vitally important, brothers and sisters, for our walk and for our growth into that like him glory. It's not just us four and no more in our home. It's not. That's a limiting of the blessing. The testimony we need to have for our children, our lives, is that others before self is the love of Christ beaming from our lives. Now, I know that there's a lot of natural men that try to live that way. But that can be smelt miles away. It's a stinking self-righteousness. Even when they're trying to be humble, there's only one humility, and that's of God. And know it. And praise the Lord that that glory is always to him. Because, see, if you're not glorifying him, you're glorifying man. You're worshiping the creation more than the creator. And that's an easy thing to spot. That's not hidden. Because if the glory's not to his son, always, it's going one other place, and that's to man and his flesh. But see, this is the testimony, praise God, that we need to have in our homes towards one another. The true love of God looks to the need of others before your own. The word of God tells us about love. See, that love doesn't dwell upon self and our own needs. That love looks to the other first, to the other first. See, his wife is like him. And I'll tell you one thing about our Savior. He's selfless. Amen. Praise the Lord. And how much more in that statement that we should be especially about one another winning his best. So how is that going to be conveyed the most from our lives and to be encouraged the most from our lives? For me to run. Amen? For me to run. That'll encourage you more than anything there ever could be. For you to run. It will encourage me more than anything there could ever be. Amen? Praise the Lord. Because when we're like him, we would want for one another and every man to be saved and come to that intimate knowledge of the truth. Amen? See, we couldn't but help preach the whole counsel of God. We couldn't help but, especially with those we love, have a life that I don't withhold a thing in the truth. Amen? We don't pick and choose. I know there's been times I've kind of tried to think, well, how am I going to testify to this fellow? Or what should I say? Oh my goodness, stop that. Stop this. Just let this speak through here, and out of that abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. The Spirit gives you intercession. You know how he does that. Whenever you try to force it, it's just a tangled mess. But finally, you get down here to verse 22, and I just so love as this comes in. She makes herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. She goes on down. Strength and honor are her clothing. See, we're talking now about finally the full glory covering. And this covering speaks and means a pattern in the life, a pattern in your livelihood. Think about what we just talked about, silk and purple and honor and all those things. See, the pattern, praise God, in this household that's in perfect rest, where the husband rests in his wife, is that of reigning, ruling and reigning in the walk in our homes. Amen. I'm so thankful to God that, you know, we don't need to think that something is beyond our kids. I thank the Lord that we are to give the whole counsel of God to our home. We are to train our children up in the way that they should go. And what is the way that we should go? Into the midst of the throne glory with Him. And that is the truth. And I am so thankful. And these parents of young ones, they understand. These kids, they know of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I thank God we're a meeting when we preach the truth to our 6 through 12 classes and things of that nature. And that's not for us to boast in. We're boasting in the Lord. But I know the Lord said, don't withhold a thing. They need to hear. Sure, they need to be saved. Until you're saved, you can't hear a thing about the Word of God. But let me tell you something. Once you're saved, you better get with it. They need to start hearing about being filled with the Holy Ghost. How many of these young kids in this meeting get filled with the Holy Ghost? And I'll tell you what, by the grace of God, encourage them to get filled young. The older you get, tougher it gets sometimes. Because we start using this as opposed to the faith like a child. Oh, you mean Jesus said that? Well, I'm going to go down here and pray too. That's why don't discourage these kids. I know that sometimes they'll be a little bit, but we do it in love. Don't crack them. Don't crack them. Be patient. Doesn't mean that they're running around here unruly or anything, but I want them to come into this meeting and to be so thankful that this is a place that they know without a doubt that they are loved, that they know that they're loved with the love of Jesus, that they come in here and they want to come, that they grow up and this is where when mom and dad don't feel like coming on a Sunday, they say, let's go to Sunday school, let's go to church, because God put that in their hearts, see. And that's so, so important, see. But this is that covering. This is that ruling and reigning walk, brothers and sisters. And that's why, by the grace of God, we need to encourage in our households. Not just having a reliance upon the Sunday school teacher and the things of that nature. But for our kids to know the truth. And not to know it by checking a box. But that divine love is radiating in our home. Like sweet brother said tonight. It's wonderful to be without excuse, isn't it, honey? Aren't you grateful to God? Because that same faith that was in the grandma, that is in the mama, as Paul said, I perceive to be in you, Timothy. That's how it works. His word is true. Nothing can stand against the word of his grace. Sure, I wish all of our kids, as they grow to be teenagers and all, that they would be clamoring to get in here. Some maybe came and stayed in it early on. That didn't mean to cast out the others that didn't. That didn't mean to shun them. There's kids that come in here every week that I know have grown up in this place, and maybe they haven't been for a time. Maybe they're having a real hard time. Love them. Oh, love them. Love on them. And I don't care how they look even coming in here. They're here. They're here. Jesus will do it. So, as we began tonight, is it just the title of a virtuous woman? Or is it the fulfillment, the meaning, the power, the beauty of the intimacy of it living in your life and in your home? And I have to tell you, I'm encouraged more than ever before to stand for God's eternal best in our homes. Amen. And if it truly is that, then someday, as it says, and I love that, verse 29 and 28, her children arise up and call her blessed. I'm so grateful that I, naturally speaking in the spiritual, about my mother, my children with their mama, But this even more so, brothers and sisters. This is speaking of that innumerable multitude and that cheering, praise God. Those children, hallelujah, they're going to let me tell you something, they're going to know him that, as well as everybody, I have loved her. Oh, yes. But the best part of all, as it says right there, her husband praises her. Because, you know, she's his glory. And that's all that it is. That's all that it's about. But, you know, we can have that by God's grace, even in our homes. Want that in your house. This isn't speaking of male and female, because in Christ there's neither male nor female. Isn't that something? See how the Lord just took care of that and that's gone. Amen? We know this is speaking of the fight for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. But by the grace of God, those that love him, they'll fight for it in every place of their life. Amen? Amen. Let's stand and be dismissed. Praise God.